For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. The County Employees Union is calling foul on another hefty pay raise for top-tier workers. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors voted to phase in a $40,000 raise for CEO Carmelangelo. The newly hired public defender got a smaller raise, and the pay grade for two unfilled positions at the Ag Department went up. Significantly for union negotiators, a long-awaited survey of pay rates by a firm called Coffin Associates has stalled. This makes it difficult to ascertain exactly where Mendocino County employees stand in relation to those in comparable jurisdictions. About 25-30% of general employees have been expedited, which means they've gotten raises outside the bargaining process. Here's Supervisor Dan Jurdy, trying to put the CEO raise in context.
The CEO salary that's on the agenda today is just an 8.5% above where the position was in 2008-2009, prior to the current CEO taking the job.
I met up with Court Peterson, president of SEIU 1021 Mendocino Local, the union that represents county employees. He's also a social worker specializing in adoption services. He was expedited, but not everyone in his department was so fortunate.
The situation is that we have social worker assistants that do the day-to-day work with families. When a social worker may see that family once or twice during the month, social worker assistants may see that family once or twice per week. And so as a result, when the social workers got a pay increase and the social worker assistants didn't, their question is why? What about me? You know, am I not important?
What is the morale among the people you work with and represent in light of the recently approved increase for the CEO and some of the department heads?
I think the overall morale is better than it was maybe 5 years ago, because we have seen some minor incremental increases. The morale when we went into the Board of Supes meeting 2 weeks ago was it was kind of sketchy, because people were frustrated that they had thought that we had been told that the salary increases were going to be implemented in the same manner that they were for the expedited groups. And it turns out that they are not. What appears to be happening is that the salary increases will be based on negotiations that we re-enter into in June of 2019.
And one of the things that came up in the meeting was that supervisors felt like Carmelangelo is basically the best.
I'm not going to stand here and tell you that Carmelangelo is not worth the money that she's being paid. What I would suggest to you is that the rest of the county feels like they're being neglected, and the CEO and a number of department heads are being given relatively significant raises. Basically, in December of last year, when the Board of Supervisors voted themselves and then agreed on a 39% pay increase, the union wrote a letter asking that the Board of Supervisors use the same formula to calculate raises. Most of the county employees are between 15-20% below market average. And we said use the same formula to calculate salaries for the employees that come to work every single day and help our community. And it doesn't seem like to most people that that's happening. And so we would like to encourage the board to take a look at implementing the salary survey as soon as those numbers are available from Coffin Associates and Human Resources, and also to consider not giving, you know, huge raises to management until everybody else has caught up.
What's next after the Coffin Associates survey comes out?
It looks like once the information from Coffin Associates and HR is provided to the board will then re-enter or direct HR to go into negotiations with the union to renegotiate our next contract based on information that's provided by Coffin Associates. There's also factors that are figured in, and we're a rural country or rural county. We don't have the same labor pool that Sonoma County or Napa County does. So we're hoping for the best, but we're running out of patience.
Are Sonoma and Napa counties appropriate counties to compare Mendocino County to?
Del Norte, Lake County and Mendocino County are fairly close to the bottom of the counties throughout California in terms of per capita income. So It would seem that putting a county in like Sonoma that's fairly wealthy would probably be slightly out of balance with a county the size of Mendocino with a population of, 88,000 people.
And another thing that came up in this meeting was that when Carmelangelo was hired in 2008, she made much less than her predecessor, and it took 5 years for her salary to match his. But I believe that you were telling me that it took 10 years for your salary to come up to. Why don't you go ahead and explain that?
I support fair pay for the same job. If Tom Mitchell was doing the job at $180,000 or $185,000 a year, Carmel comes into the job and they bring her in at $150,000, I'd completely support her getting the same salary that he was getting for doing the same job. I think where the difficulty lies is that for the 20 years that I've been working for the county, after taking first a 12.5% across the board pay cut in roughly 2007, that was lowered to a 10% about 6 months later. With union negotiations, we would go back into negotiations and we'd get a 3-2-1 over a 3-year contract, a 3%, a 2%, and a 1% increase. That's not even keeping up with COLA, with the cost of living increase. And so I would like to see everybody that's working for the county get a fair wage so that those people, one, if they have 3 children, don't qualify for public assistance, and two, don't have to have a second job to be able to pay their rent.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.